Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Ben, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for calling me back.
Yes, sir.
I got two things on my mind. One is a longer range one. Wondering if you'd be free for lunch sometime next week. I am looking for some guidance on the New Hampshire situation.
Ben, I really don't know anything about that. I really haven't heard anything on it from anybody. I'm probably not the person you should talk to at all. I'm not even sure who the devil would give you so-called guidance on the New Hampshire thing. Is this what you were calling me about?
Yeah.
While I've got you, let me ask you a question. Chuck Roberts, he's one of your people,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He was calling to see the president. And do you have any idea what he wanted to talk about, Ben?
To see you or see the president?
No, I think he wanted to see the president.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know why he wants to see him, but I could find out right away. I mean, what time's the press conference? Isn't there going to be a press conference this morning?
Not to my knowledge. Is there supposed to be one?
Yeah. We got everybody alerted down here at 11 o'clock.
Well,
you didn't know there was going to be one.
Well, that's it. Sometimes I like to be informed about these things.
I'm telling you something. Jack, I may be wrong, but I think Pierre, in fact, I know Pierre alerted all the correspondents, to be around downtown tomorrow morning. In other words, this morning.
This may be just a normal Saturday alert, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know of any press conference that's definitely on for today or tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. Jack, what the New Hampshire part? I'll try to find out what's on Chuck's mind in particular.
The president would if it you know what he wants or anything. The president would be he doesn't want to trying to get away from individual interviews because it. See one, you're gonna have to see many.
Time-consuming. Yeah.
He would see you if it. On an off the record basis.
I'm honored, I don't like to press my luck on those things. I want to really have something very important and a whole lot of them before I ask, which I will be asking sometime. But let me see what Chuck's on Chuck's mind.
And we'll find out, and if it's possible, we'll try to work him in on an off-the-record basis.
Right. Jack, on the New Hampshire thing that worries me is obviously what people are talking around about here. Has the Attorney General decided to go for broke here? I have what I think is the answer, although he has not seen me.
What is the answer?
I think he has. I think he's decided that he's going to run for this job. Now, I also think that he's going to deny it.
Why do you say that?
I think he's passed the point of no return this week. I think that that he could have. My God, if there's one state in the union other than Massachusetts that these people know well, and I'm not saying this in any critical way at all. It's New Hampshire. They know that. They know the people to call to say, look, absolutely not. And they just didn't make those calls. The fact of that statement the other night, we're talking off the record now, was just, the old what's-his-name in a windstorm. That was much too late, much too little. Now, I understand that they offered 3 or 4 weeks, two or 3 weeks ago, to make a similar statement in a conversation between the Attorney General and the President, and it was felt that it would do more harm than good, which may well have been right at that time. But my point is that what was required then was a telephone call, not a public statement.
A telephone call?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of phone calls to the right people would have stopped that thing in a minute. Phone call to the governor, phone call to the Democratic chairman. I think that failure to take that, and there are other little evidences. This little bastard Corbyn is walking all over. Talbot?
I don't know him.
You don't?
No, I've never... Never met him, never saw him.
You've got nothing to look forward to. He really is a terrible little guy. Nobody listens to him. Nobody pays any attention to him. Except the Attorney General. He kind of makes Bobby laugh. And, you know, everybody's got sort of a kind of a fun man around. With President Kennedy, it was Dave Powers, maybe, but Dave Powers was a wonderful guy. With Bobby, it's this guy, and he's not a wonderful guy. Drinks too much, and he's a bore, and he's, But anyway, he won't talk to me, and hasn't for several years, but, I think he has been doing some lobbying. You know, he was kicked out of the, or quote, resigned, quote, from the Democratic National Committee. And,
I'm just not knowledgeable about that all,
yeah.
Ben. I've been working on other matters, I'm just ignorant on that subject because I just haven't gotten into it.
I called you, Jack, because I'm trying to call everybody that I can.
I understand.
It's going to be a very controversial story, and I think I'm going to get my neck in a ringer here because I think we are going to say, in effect, that Bobby has, and he's going to deny it, probably. But I just want to...
May I interrupt just a moment,
yes,
please? Mr. Valenti?
Yes.
The President wanted to interrupt in just a moment. Andy.
Just a minute, Jack. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Just a minute.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. I was talking to Mr. Bradley.
Yeah.
What I had called about was that Pierre had said that should he go ahead with his noon briefing or not, sir? And I said I didn't know. I just didn't know.
And tell him I'll be over in 5 minutes and we can discuss it.
Okay, sir.
What's Bradley want?
I'll let you know.
All right.
He wanted to know what you thought he wanted to know, sir, on New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I'll let you give you the whole business on it.
I just, all right, okay.
All right, sir.
Did you tell him he could come in and see me?
I told him that I asked him what Chuck Roberts wanted, and to find out what Chuck Roberts wanted, I said now that the president would be, he doesn't want to give individual interviews, but he said if you wanted to see him, Ben, that on an off-the-record basis, he said, well, Jack, I'm trying to be very chary about my request so that when I have something really important, then I'll ask to come in and see him. He said, I'm being very chary, but he said, I'm going to find out what Chuck wants, however, what Chuck wants to see him about.
All right. Then just tell him that as far as you know, I haven't given one thought to anything political, and we just leave that up to people who've got time to do it.
I told him I didn't know anything about anything. I said, I just haven't heard anything. I don't know anything about it, Ben. And I've just listened to him talk, Mr. President.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Yes, please.
You got Mr. Bradley still on the phone?
Yes,
then?
I do.
Ben,
yeah.
Please forgive me.
Sure.
Only one person could have cut in on you.
I'm sure.
And, I appreciate you calling, Ben.
All right.
If you'll let me know about Chuck. And if,
yeah.
Let me ask you something just off the record with you and me. If Chuck wants to see the president, I'll try to arrange it.
Yeah. All right.
Fine.
I just don't know what it is, and if it's...
Well, perhaps I wonder if it's better if I should call him than have you call him.
Why don't
you tell me that?
Well, I think it would be.
All right, fine, I will.
Because I don't want to be going behind his back.
I think that's better, Ben.
All right.
I'll take your advice, and I'll go ahead and call
him. I'll see you maybe tomorrow getting the paper.
Thank you very much.
All right.